Hello and welcome to the Friday, May 25th, 2012 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. The FBI today issued an alert about Operation New Sun, which was earlier this week proposed by Anonymous. Anonymous called for a denial of service attack against about 46 different entities. The name of the entities included some of Anonymous' favorite targets like HB Gary, a couple of large banks, oil companies like, for example, ExxonMobil, telecom companies, and a number of miscellaneous other targets, some of the names I didn't even recognize right away. Let us know if you see any specific tools in use, but I suspect the use of the old favorites like these JavaScript tools to flood websites with traffic and maybe the leak of some emails or other data related to these companies. Given the size of the targets, I don't really think the denial of service attack will be something we have to worry about too much. It's probably more the email leaks and such that will cause havoc here. And researchers at the University of Michigan released interesting paper outlining methods to hijack TCP connections that take actually advantage of some newer firewalls that check sequence numbers. As you probably know, with a TCP connection hijacking, the big problem is you have to guess the sequence number. Now, these firewalls make it a little bit more easy, and according to this group, these firewalls are actually quite common, in particular on mobile networks. So a lot of the mobile telco companies are using them. The way these firewalls work is, well, like all stateful firewalls, these firewalls will check TCP connections, whether or not they're established or not, but they will go beyond just looking at flags. They will check the sequence number, and if the sequence number is out of bounds, which essentially means it's within the window size, it will reject the packet. The exact implementations vary somewhat. Some of these firewalls pick a fixed window, while others actually will use the actual window size that's being used by this connection. So what an attacker could do now is an attacker could try different sequence numbers, let's say, you know, with an increment of 60,000 in the sequence number, see what passes through the firewall. If the attacker finds a sequence number that makes it through the firewall, then the attacker knows they're close to the actual sequence number of the connection, and then they can look within that range in more detail. So they don't really have to try all 4 billion sequence numbers. They probably have to try something like 100,000 sequence numbers to find the window, and then within that window they have to try, you know, still like 10, 20, 30,000 sequence numbers. However, what really happens here is that a problem that was a 4 billion sequence number problem now is a 100 or 200,000 sequence number problem. So we removed a couple of zeros from the problem. Now, to take it a little bit more realistic, how concerned do you have to be about the attack? There's one big requirement here. They actually need malware on the system that is being attacked here because they need to figure out what sequence numbers work and don't work. However, this malware does not have to be in promiscuous mode listening on the interface. It is trivial to spoof the connection if I can actually sniff it. In this case, you do not have to be able to sniff the connection. So it comes down to, in effect, a privilege escalation here. And Yahoo released its own new browser called Access, which in itself probably wouldn't be news for this podcast. However, with releasing this browser, Yahoo by mistake included the secret PGP key it uses to sign extensions. This does not just affect this new browser, it also affects Yahoo extensions that were signed for Google Chrome because the same secret key is used in both cases. Yahoo went ahead and, of course, removed the secret key. It also revoked the extension key for Google Chrome. At this point, what I've been seeing is that the key is revoked. The extensions that Yahoo published for Google Chrome have been re-signed using a new key. We have had mixed reports about this throughout the day, so there's still a chance that some of these extensions with the old signatures are out there, or that some systems will still accept the old key. It may take a while for all these extensions to be re-signed. And while we're talking browsers, Google Chrome also released a new version. We are now at version 19 for Google Chrome. This latest version fixes a number of security issues, in particular related to Google Chrome's PDF libraries. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening. Just to point out, we do have an IPv6 summit coming up. If you're interested in that, isc.sans.edu/IPv6. I will leave this link and a discount code for the summit in the show notes. Thanks, and talk to you again on Monday.